Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Yud Memorei Avraham Goldreich, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, the first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichud Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazakas Torah. So the three tops are going to focus on number one, Rebbe taught in a Braisa. Galui v'yidu ifnei Mishnah Amar v'haya Olam. It's revealed and known before he who spoke and the world came into being. Sheben mechabedes imo yoser ma'aviv, that a son naturally honors his mother more than his father, because she sways him with pleasant words. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu placed honoring a father before honoring a mother in the pasuk. But galui v'yidu ifnei Mishnah Amar v'haya Olam, and it's revealed and known before he who spoke and the world came into being. Sheben misyara ma'aviv yoser ma'imo, that a son naturally reveres his father more than his mother, because he teaches him Torah. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu placed revering a mother before revering a father in the pasuk. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar was asked, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother? He answered, go and see what one idolater, Damba ben Nasina, did in Ashkelon. The sages wanted to purchase stones from him for the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, from which he would profit 600,000 gold dinarim, and an alternate version says 800,000. But the key to access the stones was under his sleeping father's pillow, and Damba refused to disturb him. The next year, Kodesh Baruch Hu rewarded him with paraduma born into his herd. The sages went to him to purchase it, and he said, I know that if I were to ask for all the money in the world for it, you'd give it to me. However, I only asked for the amount I lost through honoring my father. Rechinina said, if one who's not commanded to honor his parents and does so receives such reward, the one who is commanded in their honor and does so, how much more so he'll be rewarded? This Kal Vachomer is based on his principle that Gadol Metzuv Va'Osa, one who's commanded in the mitzvah and performs it, is greater Mimisha Einu Metzuv Va'Osa, than one who's not commanded in the mitzvah and performs it. And point number three, was taught in the Braisa, Ezu Morav Ezu Kibud. What's the appropriate reverence for parents and what's appropriate honor for parents? Mora lo omed bimkomo v'lo yoshev bimkomo. Reverence means one may not stand in his designated place, nor sit in his designated place. V'lo sosa z'dvarav v'lo makriyo, and one may not contradict his father's words, nor may he weigh in on a disagreement between his father and another person. Kibud machu mashka, honor means that one gives his father to eat and drink. Malbish machase, he dresses and covers him. Machni sumotzi, and he brings him in and takes him out. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rebbe taught in a Braisa. Galuva yadu ifnei Misha Amar v'haya Olam. It's revealed and known before he who spoke and the world came into being. Sheben mechabedes imo v'yosem ma'avi, that a son naturally honors his mother more than his father, mifnei shemeshadalta b'dvarim, because she sways him with pleasant words. Lafikach hiktum HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibud av l'kibud eim. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu plays honoring a father before honoring a mother in the pasuk. But galui v'yidu ifnei Misha Amar v'haya Olam, and it's revealed and known before he who spoke and the world came into being. Sheben misyara mi'aviv yosma imo, that a son naturally reveres his father more than his mother, mivnei shemulam du Torah, because he teaches him Torah. Lafikach hiknim Kodesh Baruch Hu mora eim l'mora av. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu plays revering a mother before revering a father in the pasuk. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar was asked, ad heichon kibud av v'eim, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother? He answered, go and see what one idolater, Damba ben Nasina, did in Ashkelon. The sages wanted to purchase stones from him for the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, from which he would profit 600,000 gold dinarim, and an alternate version says 800,000. But the key to access the stones was under his sleeping father's pillow, and Damba refused to disturb him. The next year, Kodesh Baruch Hu rewarded him with paraduma born into his herd. The sages went to him to purchase it, and he said, I know that if I were to ask for all the money in the world for it, you'd give it to me. However, I only asked for the amount I lost through honoring my father. Rechinina said, if one who's not commanded to honor his parents and does so receives such reward, the one who is commanded in their honor and does so, how much more so he'll be rewarded? This Kal Vachomer is based on his principle that Gadol Metzuv Va'Osa, one who's commanded in the mitzvah and performs it, is greater Mimisha Einu Metzuv Va'Osa, than one who's not commanded in the mitzvah and performs it. And point number three, was taught in a Braisa, Ezu Morav Ezu Kibud. What's the appropriate reverence for parents and what's appropriate honor for parents? Mora lo omed bimkomo v'lo yoshev bimkomo. Reverence means one may not stand in his designated place, nor sit in his designated place. V'lo sosa z'dvarav v'lo makriyo, and one may not contradict his father's words, nor may he weigh in on a disagreement between his father and another person. Kibud machu mashka, honor means that one gives his father to eat and drink. Malbish Makase, he dresses and covers him, Makni Sumotzi, and he brings him in and takes him out. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman, a judge. So here goes. When the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above the bench was Respectati, Fear Mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adulterer who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, he inspired sons in the back of the courtroom who brought food and drink to their fathers. Once again, it's a motion. When the family court judge, that must be run off. Lamed Aleph, the law. When the family court judge with the diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati, Fear Mami, which reminds us honoring a father is before honoring a mother in the pasuk, because a son naturally honors his mother because she speaks in a way that wins him over. And fearing a mother comes before fearing a father in the pasuk, because a son naturally fears his father because he teaches him Torah. So, when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati, Fear Mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adulterer who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar was asked, Adheichan kibud ave'im, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother? And he answered, go and see what one idolater, Damba ben Nasina, did in Ashkelon, who refused to wake up his father despite losing out on a great financial opportunity. So, when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati, Fear Mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adult who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, he inspired sons in the back of the courtroom who brought food and drink to their fathers, which reminds us, a braisa teaches what constitutes fearing a parent and honoring a parent. Fearing means one may not stand in his father's designated place, nor sit in his designated place, and one may not contradict his father's words, nor may he weigh in on a disagreement between his father and another person. Honor means one gives his father to eat and drink, he dresses and covers him, and he brings him in and takes him out. So once again, when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati, Fear Mami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adulterer who refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, he inspired sons in the back of the courtroom who brought food and drink to their fathers. All right, so now it's time for four Ba'a Ba'a Chazara. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo. Kazoo? That must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the kinyan of Agav, Sadam Amechum, Metaltim, Mimatana Mahu. If the field is being sold and the movable items are being gifted, what is the halacha? Can items be acquired alongside land with a different type of transaction? This is a result from a mission in which Rabbi Gamliel transferred his future mice to Rabbi Yeshua by renting his field to him. Since renting is akin to a sale and the mice was given as a gift, it demonstrates that Agav is effective, even in such a case. So the little boy who was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, which reminds us of Bryce's brought, which supports Shmuel's statement that if one sold to another 10 fields in 10 countries, once he performed a chazaka in one of them, he acquires all of them. Rav Achabred Ravika attempted to prove this, that if one handed a buyer 10 animals tied with a single halter and he told them, acquire them, does he not acquire them all? So the little boy was so happy when his father showed him that the land he bought came with a gift of a diamond-studded kazoo, along with pictures of 10 fields around the world that he acquired at the same time through his one act of chazaka, that he played his favorite Gilgul Shavuot song as new kazoo, which sounded like he was humming Amen be Amen, which reminds us, Ua says that the source for Gilgul Shavuot is from a sota who says Amen, Amen, and the Mishnah explains that she is swearing about multiple possible acts of adultery, including Amen Shul Satisi Arusa Nesua Shemerz Yavam Uchanusa, Amen that I did not stray while in Arusa Nesua Shemerz Yavam or marry Yavama. Dav Chav Ches, so the Siman Dav Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri, in his right hand, which reminds us, in describing the extent that Gilgul Shavuot can obligate one to swear Ravatad, a claimant could say, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri. This is not an ordinary monetary claim, because Ravatad on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that an Eved Ivri is Gufo Kanui, his body is owned by the master, and therefore likened to land. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri, in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol nasa dung b'acher, regarding anything used as payment for something else. Kevin shezachah zeh nidchai zeh b'chalifa. Once the seller acquired it, the buyer becomes responsible for its exchange, meaning the item being exchanged for it becomes his. An illustration is then given of exchanging an ox for a cow or donkey for an ox. Atigmore challenges the implication of the Mishnah that coins may be used for a chalipa, and interprets the Mishnah to mean kol nishum damim becher, anything requiring evaluation to be used as payment for something else can affect chalipin. This teaches that all movable items, and not just utensils like the shoe of the pasuk of chalipin, may be used, which is illustrated by the exchange of an ox for a cow. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, "Swear that you're not my Eved Ivri," in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, was impressed by the power of Hekdesh when he overheard someone say, "This cow is hereby an Ola, and it automatically belonged to the temple, which was far off in the distance." Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Veshusa gavua bekesiv, veshusa hedya bechazaka." The holy domain, meaning Hekdesh, acquires with money, but an ordinary personal domain acquires with a proprietary act, referring here to Mashiach. And amir asol gavua k'misir asol hedya. One's declaration to give to Hekdesh is equivalent to his giving over an item to an ordinary person. Therefore, if one says, "This cow is hereby an ola," or "This house is hereby Hekdesh," afil basofa olam kana, even if they're at the other end of the world, Hekdesh acquires them. A private person always requires Mashiach. So the Simur Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. At the grand Avos Subbanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot, that must mean we're in Daf Chav Tes. At the grand Avos Subbanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches which mitzvahs women are exempt from. Kol mitzvahs ben ala'av, regarding all mitzvahs of the son upon the father, anashim chayavim nashim b'turos. Men are obligated and women are exempt. Included in these mitzvahs are teaching one's son Torah, a trade, and some say, how to swim. So at the grand Avos Subbanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, huliftos ubenoliftos. If the father himself needs to be redeemed as bechor, and his firstborn son needs to be redeemed, the Tanakhama says, hu kodum livno, he takes precedence over a son and redeems himself first. Rav Yehuda says, his son takes precedence, shezem mitzvasu alavi, because his own mitzvah is primarily incumbent on his own father, who should have redeemed him. Vezem mitzvahs beno, alav, and his son's mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon him. So at the grand Avos Subbanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, attended by a bachur who wanted to learn first and then planned on getting married. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what should be done in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying a wife. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, Melamed, that must be more Daf Lamed. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion whether one is chayev to teach his grandson Torah. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, the pasuk says, "Vishinantam, and you shall teach them thoroughly." Shiyu divei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegamdim b'tomerlo, you will not stammer, and then tell him, "Ela omer lo miyad," rather you will answer him immediately. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzirah away. Which reminds us, a braisa darshan the pasuk v'samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine, teaching nimshel Torah k'sam chayim. The Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon his wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, "Banai, my son, barasi yetzohar, barasi lo Torah tavlin. I create the yetzohar, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Imatem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, you will not be given over into his hand." All right, so now it's time to conclude their power quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn that from the word vishinantam in the pasuk, the divrei Torah should be mechudadim b'ficha, sharp in your mouth? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn what one should do in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying first? That's on daf Chav Tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn different ways to honor our parents, such as bringing them food? That's on daf Lamedav. Good number four. Wish that the one Agilgo Shavu is effective even in a case where one says to another, swear that you're not my Eved Ivri. That's on Duff. Chavches. Good number five. Wish that the one about the incident with Dama ben Nesina and how far one should go to honor one's parents. That's on Duff. Lamedav. Good number six. Wish that the one about Kenyan Chalipin and exchanging a cow for a donkey. That's on Duff. Chavches. Good number seven. Wish that we have a brisa that darshans from Visamtem, that Torah is a samtam, a perfect medicine, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi Torah Tavlin. That's on Dav. Lamed. Good number eight. Wish that we have a question if the acquisition of Agav requires the items to be in the transacted land. That's on Dav. Chavav. Good number nine. Wish to have to learn why the Pasuk puts honoring a father first before honoring a mother and fearing a mother before fearing a father. That's on Dav. Lamedav. Good number ten. Wish to have to discuss methods for acquiring animals and how to acquire an elephant according to Rabbi Shimon. That's on Dav. Chafei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.